It's been nearly 2 months since California ordered residents to stay at home to limit the spread of the coronavirus. That's left people like Vanessa Bulnes without a paycheck. The early childhood educator has lived in Oakland for more than 30 years and says she will struggle to pay May's rent.
Before the COVID-19 virus, 70% of our income has gone towards paying rent. I'm not saying we're destitute. We haven't missed a meal. You know, we still have PGAD and all those things. But we've always been on the edge of one paycheck from being homeless. Now the rent is due tomorrow. So I'm choosing to be a part of this rent strike. I don't know when I'll be able to return to work, but I do know that at the end of 3 or 4 months, you know, without rent forgiveness, without rent cancellation, we're going to be like $10,000 in debt.
As the pandemic continues, workers across the country continue to lose their jobs. The U.S. unemployment rate has reached levels last seen during the Great Depression in the 1930s, and 1 in 6 Americans have been put out of work, leaving many struggling to keep up with rent and mortgage payments. Thousands of people across the country have banded together for a rent strike on May 1st to demand that federal, state, and local governments cancel rent and mortgage payments during the coronavirus pandemic. The Action Center on Race and the Economy, along with several other organizations, have organized the We Strike Together campaign. Alex Caputo-Pearl is the president of UTLA, the Los Angeles Teachers Union, which is one of the organizations supporting the rent strike on May 1st.
We believe fundamentally in collective action for racial and social justice, and it's why UTLA is supporting this rent strike action. In cities, mayors have taken emergency powers. In states, governors have taken emergency powers. Use those emergency powers to make sure that there is a cancellation of rent and mortgage, not just a suspension of them. And obviously at the federal level, we need massive federal work to redistribute wealth so that we actually have a more just society after COVID-19, not a society that is going to continue to reflect the racism before COVID-19.
States across the country, including California, have taken steps to halt evictions while stay-at-home orders are in place, but activists worry that it won't be enough. Some say that once the stay-at-home orders end, tenants could be slammed with months of back payments that they cannot afford. Activists say the pandemic has highlighted deep racial disparities throughout the U.S. Studies have already shown a disturbing trend of the virus killing Black Americans at a higher rate due to a history of systemic racism and inequity in access to health care and economic opportunity. Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib says people of color are also being hit harder by the economic difficulties caused by the virus.
The economic divide has showed its really, really ugly face during this pandemic. I mean, we kind of have seen it. 1/3 of Black Detroiters report being very concerned about having a place to live as a result of the crisis, while fewer than 1 in 10 white residents are concerned about their housing stability. Again, showing what was before so-called, let's get back to normal. That wasn't normal. That was structural racism.
In Congress, Tlaib and several other representatives have introduced the Emergency Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act, which would suspend rent and mortgage payments across the country during the coronavirus pandemic. Tlaib has also introduced the Automatic Boost to Communities Act, which, if passed, would give every person in the U.S. monthly payments of $2,000 during the pandemic and continue payments of $1,000 each month for 1 year after the crisis ends. For the people who are struggling now, help can't come soon enough. Tiana Caldwell lives in Kansas City, Missouri, and lost her job as a community college instructor because of the coronavirus.
My landlord may not be able to evict me right now, but what's stopping him from evicting us as soon as the moratorium lifts? May 1st is right around the corner. No one should be expected to make payment during this time. No payments, no late fees, no debt. That is why I'm here and why I have joined many across the state and country on a rent strike. I cannot pay rent, and it is not my fault.
Around 200,000 people have signed up to participate in the May 1st rent strike, as organizers expect that millions of people across the country will not be able to pay their rent this month. Around 600,000 people have signed a petition urging the end of rent and mortgage during the pandemic. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.